Republicans are standing firm, saying the next president should nominate the person to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court, not President Obama, who is in the final year in office. President Obama has nominated Merrick Garland, the chief judge of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, to fill the vacancy left by the death of Antonin Scalia. Justin Crowe, an associate professor of political science at Williams College in Williamstown, Massachusetts, says politically the nomination makes sense.
Judge Merrick Garland is a pretty, an experienced, competent, extremely able judge who is certainly on the sort of center left of the political spectrum. Among other people that the president was nominating, he's certainly the most moderate of those, and he's someone who's given or who's been given praise by Republican senators in the past. He's someone who has been thought of as a kind of bipartisan, moderate, potential consensus nominee for some time.
Do you think the president did so to sort of temper down some of the Republican opposition, which still remains firm? They're opposing the fact that they think the next president should make this choice, but would it make it easier for this nominee to make it through the process?
So it makes it comparatively easier, I guess, instead of nominating, any number of the other people that the president was talking about, Paul Watford from the Ninth Circuit or Jane Kelly or any number of other names that were out there. Whether it makes it easy enough, given what the Republicans have been, how the Republicans have been posturing and their perspective on this, I'm not sure. Clearly, the president was going for a nominee whose record and credentials are impeccable and whose experience is unassailable and who might appeal to some Republican senators, or at least whom some Republican senators might think is the best they're likely to get from a Democratic president. Whether that's enough, I don't know. Senator McConnell has continued to be hard line on the fact that there isn't going to be a confirmation hearing for any choice that President Obama makes. And even though there was some movement, I guess, today after the announcement from a couple senators saying that they'll meet with Garland, I guess Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire said that, she said she would only meet with him to give him the courtesy to know why she wouldn't be voting for him or voting for hearings. So it's clearly an attempt by the president to say, look, if you can't confirm a judge who is this capable and has this much of a reputation as a moderate, certainly a left-leaning moderate, but a moderate nonetheless, if you can't confirm him, then this process is truly broken. So it's definitely an attempt to place some pressure on Republicans. I'm skeptical that it'll place enough pressure to get them to move.
In this election year, a presidential election year, does this type of thing become more important to the voters, or is this type of thing really important to the voters at all? Are they more focused on the economy, jobs, foreign domestic policy, that kind of thing?
So it certainly has not been an issue traditionally that has been extremely high on voters' sort of list of priorities when they go into the election. It has been a sort of substantial talking point, usually on the Republican side, with Republican voters tending to care a lot more in recent years about the Supreme Court than Democratic voters. And so you see there'll be sort of talk about, after Justice Scalia died, there was talk about this at some of the Republican debates, and the sort of interest groups that are on the right that care about judicial nominations, whether they're interest groups that have to do with the judiciary specifically or with abortion or with same-sex marriage issues or whatever, tend to get really mobilized and interested in these sorts of things. Voters are probably unlikely to be dramatically moved by the Supreme Court nomination as an issue. Now, I think part of what the president's been trying to bank on here is the idea that the Republican Senate is doing something that's out of line, that they're disregarding their constitutional obligation to confirm a president's nominee. And so he's trying to place lots of pressure on them such that voters might feel that that's an issue they should vote upon, and maybe that'll change a couple Senate races in the fall or at least swing some votes. The question is whether Merrick Garland is or is not a nominee who's going to deepen that. I think there's some people on the left today who are disappointed in Garland as a nominee because even though he is certainly capable and extremely experienced, he's also older than Supreme Court nominees tend to be, and he would serve for a presumably shorter period of time than some other choices. And even though he is certainly left-leaning, he is not as progressive as either Justice Sotomayor or Justice Kagan or as some of the other people that Obama was apparently considering for the position.
Justin Crowe is an associate professor of political science at Williams College in Williamstown, Massachusetts.